It sounds arrogant, but you really are the master of your fate. Ladies and gentlemen, saints and sinners, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 388, titled, It Sounds Arrogant, But You Really Are the Master of Your Fate. Beloved, I am here to remind you very clearly of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. These haunting and thought-provoking words that sound rather arrogant, were written by the 19th century poet William Ernest Henley in a poem entitled Invictus. William Ernest Henley was well known at the time in England, but is best known today for the last line of this poem, which was written from a hospital bed as he suffered with tuberculosis. This line has been quoted in books, movies, and tattooed by many. It was quoted by Winston Churchill, Ashley Brilliant, and many people give Nelson Mandela credit for this phrase because he quoted it so often. The words seem arrogant and defiant, even against God. However, if you will just think about it for a minute, these words are oh so true. You really are the master of your own fate, and somewhat the captain of your own soul. You and you alone get to choose who you are, where you go, and what you do. You make your life what it is, good or bad. And so in that sense, you are the master of your own fate and the captain of your own soul. More than that, you determine where you, your soul, will spend eternity, you and no one else. That is, in heaven or in hell. Pardon me. Before a good captain leaves on a trip, he will thoroughly prepare himself and learn all he can about his vessel and its abilities and limitations. He will search for the perils and dangers he might encounter along the way, and the location of a safe haven if it is needed. He will check for what alternate routes are possible to avoid a bad situation, or for what options would be available to him to help him through that difficult time. For a successful trip, he will also learn all he can about his intended destination, the weather, temperature, and the people there. He will be well informed so he can make an educated decision for safe travel to the perfect destination of his choice. So, as the master and captain of your soul, if you will, you need to do the same. The Holy Bible gives us what is often called the Romans Road to Heaven. In fact, my beloved, this is how I got saved 40 years ago, December the 19th, 1979. It's a map full of information about the most important journey of your life. Whether you like it or not, death is a part of life. It is the end of life on earth. A part that we need to prepare for, stepping from life into death, stepping into life everlasting. We will live eternally. But where? This map will inform and educate you about choices for the final destination of your soul, since you are the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. The Holy Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." No one is good enough to get into heaven on their own, no matter how good they are. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:10 that there is none righteous, no, not one. And you can't make it even with all of the good things that you do. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death in hell, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The Holy Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 10:9 and 10:13 states very clearly to all of us, and I remember these words so clearly, like it was yesterday, but it's been 40 years. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, dear friend, if you want to be the captain of your soul, the master of your fate, and follow Jesus, pray from your heart to the Father, the Heavenly Father, according to Romans 10:9. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." If you're ready to receive the free gift of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're ready to believe on him and trust him as your Savior, pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. And I assure you that God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain, plus many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract of this podcast is based on, is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at gospeltractsociety.org, and when you do, pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.